Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the seventh week of Easter, May 19th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of John, where John writes, "I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. Abide in them." Today's Gospel, Jesus lifts his eyes to the Father and says something astonishing. "I pray for them, for the world in general, not in some vague or distant way, but for them, for those given to him, for those who belong to the Father, indeed, for us." There is something deeply intimate here. Something easy to miss if we read too quickly. Before the Passion begins, before the cross, before the resurrection, Jesus pauses, not to teach, not to correct, to pray. And in that prayer, he gathers his disciples into his heart and speaks their names, their lives, their struggles, their future, into the love of the Father. This is not a past event. This is a present reality. Christ still prays for you. There was once a woman who came into a small chapel every morning before work. She never stayed long, just 10 minutes. She would sit in silence, close her eyes, and whisper, "Lord, I don't even know what to say today." One morning, overwhelmed by worry, she said something different. "Jesus, I don't have the strength to pray today. Will you pray for me?" She sat there quietly, unsure if anything had changed, but something had, not in the circumstances, but in her heart. A stillness came, not an answer, not a solution, but a presence. Later, she would say, "That was the first time I realized prayer doesn't begin with me, it begins with him." Jesus says, "Everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine." This is more than unity. It is communion. It is the shared life of the Father and the Son into which we are invited. And then comes the line that almost takes your breath away. "I have been glorified in them, not despite them, but around them, but in them, in their weakness, in their confusion, in their slow and imperfect faith." Jesus sees his glory already unfolding in those who barely understand him. That means he sees his glory unfolding in you, even now, even in places you think are unfinished or broken. To live contemplatively is to allow this truth to sink in. You are being prayed for. Right now, in this moment, your life is held in the prayer of Christ. Your fears, your doubts, your hidden words, they are not ignored, lifted. And his prayer is not uncertain, it is not hesitant, it is rooted in perfect love. We often think prayer is about reaching up to God. Today's Gospel reminds us prayer is first about being held by God. Today, instead of striving to find the perfect words, try something different. Sit quietly. Breathe. Simply say, Jesus, let me rest in your prayer. Let Jesus carry what you cannot. Let him speak what you cannot. Let him love where you feel unable. Because he is ready. He really is. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who pray for us without ceasing, teach us to trust in your intercession. When our words fail, be our voice. When our strength falters, be our strength. When our faith feels small, remind us that we are already held in your love. Gather our lives into your prayer to the Father. Make us one in you, so that your glory may be revealed through us. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open a portion of the gospel that we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our lives, our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.